Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our people unit today. We could talk about people all over the world, but we really don't have to leave the shores of Taiwan to find famous people here. We're going to be talking about Taiwan's angel here. Well, not Chen Shuju. She is an angel down there in Taidong, and she was recognized for her service. But we're actually talking about someone by the name of Shen Xingling, who actually helps out poor farmers, helps them sell their products at a fair price.
Isn't that great? Even at a very young age, she decided she wanted to really use her life to help others, which is unusual. Most kids are busy playing and hanging out with their buddies and their friends, but she was thinking, how can I help others? How can I serve others? So we're going to spend some time learning more about Shen Xingling, who is an angel in Taiwan. First, guys, we're going to read through our lesson.
We often applaud individuals who are self-taught. In them, we recognize the determination to master a subject or craft they have enthusiasm for. However, what about a person who not only takes responsibility for her own education, but also uses those skills to help others? That is what Shen Xingling did, using her computer savvy to create a website that helps struggling farmers. Some of her other websites also provide educational aids for disadvantaged students who cannot afford tutoring. From the age of 11, Shen knew she wanted to dedicate her whole life to helping others. At this young age, she also created her first website, changing many farmers' lives forever. The website, geared toward Taiwanese farmers, helps them sell fresh produce. This proved quite a feat, as farmers who previously had only been able to sell their produce in limited markets could now promote their goods around Taiwan via the internet. Shen earned a lot of success from designing this website. In fact, she made over NT$6 million in profits, which went back to the needy. However, Shen wanted to do even more. For her next move, she was inspired to help others who had similar disadvantaged backgrounds as she did. Coming from humble beginnings, Shen had grown up poor as the child of vendors. She knew children in the same position were often prevented from having tutors and receiving the same quality of education as their richer counterparts. Shen thus used materials from libraries, bookstores, and even her personal classes to fill her website with free educational resources. If it were not for Shen, the real struggles that many farmers and students face would remain as looming and threatening as ever. Shen, now 25, still goes to great lengths to help anyone in need. In her eyes, having a successful life means helping those in need.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. When you refer to someone as an angel, it doesn't mean they're from heaven or they have wings. It means they're really sweet people who are good to others. It says in the first sentence, we often applaud individuals who are self-taught. If you're self-taught, it means you teach yourself. You don't go to school. You do it yourself. You learn things on your own. Today, it's pretty convenient to be self-taught. You can go to the internet. When I was growing up, we'd have to go to the library and borrow books. But now it's as easy as getting online. You can learn a lot of things if you look and check resources that are online. Now, if you applaud someone, it can be just simply putting your two hands together and clapping. But we'll use it in a more figurative way to say we really recognize and acknowledge people. These are individuals, that just means people, who are self-taught. We really like that people are willing to get out there and work and teach themselves and not rely on schools or wait until they have lots of money to go to an expensive university.
Bill Gates, what's his name? Phil Jobs? Was that his name?
Steve Jobs,
yeah. Those guys were largely self-taught. although we're not supposed to encourage that because kids here are supposed to go to university and stuff like that. But in them, in these people who are self-taught, we recognize the determination to master a subject or craft that they have enthusiasm for. So, yes, in these people, we recognize their determination. If you recognize something, that means you admit that it's there. You identify something and you know that it is important. We like that determination that these people have. Determination is being firm in your purpose. You're not giving up. You're not going to take no for an answer. And they want to master a subject, such as mathematics or English or whatever. They're going to become really, really good at it. They're going to master it. Here, master is being used as a verb. And we're also talking about a craft. A subject, of course, is a field of study that you just have knowledge about. But if it's something that involves doing something, like building, you know, machines or something like that, then we would describe that as a craft, a particular skill that you have for doing something.
Especially when you use your hands and you've got some training or you've really become very good at something. A craft, yeah. If you have enthusiasm for something, you're very excited about something. Enthusiasm is the noun form. Of course, the adjective is enthusiastic. Oh, she's so enthusiastic. Just really eager and excited to do something. Now, it says in the next sentence, however, what about a person who not only takes responsibility for her own education, but also uses those skills to help others? Wow, this person we're talking about not only is self-taught, but she takes those skills she learns and uses them to help others. So what do we say about these kind of people? Well, we call them angels, as you can see from our title, because we're describing what Shen Xinling has done. If you take responsibility for yourself, it means you don't wait for other people to tell you what you should do or how you should do it. You are responsible, you're mature, you recognize what you need to do, and you just go and do it. We love those people.
We certainly do. So, yes, not only do these people teach themselves and learn their own craft, they master a subject, but then they also use those skills and that knowledge to help out other people. So we doubly love them, don't we? And that is what Shen Xinling did. She used her computer savvy to create a website that helps struggling farmers. Savvy here is a special term that refers to people with really strong knowledge in something, especially if they have really special skills in that nobody else seems to have. It's almost like they have magical skills or something like that. So she had this computer savvy. She was just a master with computers, and she used her computer skills to create a website that helps out struggling farmers. As you know, it is difficult to make a living in the agricultural industry.
It is, especially when they're sometimes having to battle natural disasters like typhoons here and lots of rain, which can damage crops. Well, some of her other websites, she is a pro at websites, so she's got several. Some of her other websites also provide educational tools for disadvantaged students who cannot afford tutoring. Educational aids on the web could be lots of different things. I know sometimes I've seen websites that post quizzes that will help kids learn that way, or sometimes they put games on the website, which really is fun for kids. They can learn words by playing games. That's really fun. If you talk about people who are disadvantaged, it means they don't have everything that more or normal people have. They're in unfavorable circumstances. Perhaps they don't have as much money, or perhaps they live in an area where they don't have access to things that people in big cities have access to. Perhaps they are physically disabled too. But disadvantage typically refers to people who don't have a lot of wealth or money.
Yes, and access to things that people with money have access to. So she's trying to help out those people because they cannot afford tutoring.
Yeah.
Tutoring is like special instruction in a particular subject. You usually have your regular classes during the day, but maybe you're not doing so good at your computer class or something, or maybe you're kind of falling behind in science. So you hire a tutor to come to your house in the evening and sort of help you brush up on your science skills. Or something like that. That is tutoring. And of course, if you're disadvantaged, you probably won't have the money to afford something like that. But most people nowadays do have smartphones and they have smartphone accounts, so they can probably download some kind of app and check out these websites, and they'll kind of have an online tutor there, won't they?
Well, Shun started at a very young age. A lot of people don't know what they want to be or do when they grow up.
I'm still thinking about it myself.
Until they're 50. But other people decide at a very young age what they want in life. So from the age of 11, so starting at the age of 11 and then forward, she knew she wanted to dedicate her whole life to helping others. If you dedicate yourself to something, it means you use all your time and energy and focus on something in particular. It could be a person. It could be a task. It could be a purpose. A lot of people dedicate their lives to helping their family members or dedicate their life to medicine. If they're very interested in becoming a doctor, and maybe someone is going to dedicate themselves to becoming the best musician ever. So you can use your time and your resources and focus those things on one thing in particular and become very good at it.
Right, so she has dedicated her whole life to helping others. That's what she wants to do. That's how she wants to spend her years on Earth here. That is her contribution to society. And at this young age of only 11, she also created her first website, changing many farmers' lives forever. I'm still trying to figure out how to create my own website.
Ah.
A lot of people, of course, just set up a web page on Facebook or whatever, but there are others who go the extra mile and set up an actual website that has your own links and graphics and videos and stuff like that. And she set up this website, which helped change the lives of many farmers forever. And the website geared towards Taiwanese farmers. Yeah, that makes sense. Why would she care about Japanese farmers or farmers in Thailand? This website is geared specifically for farmers in Taiwan. The website helps them sell fresh produce. If something is geared toward something, that means it's designed for that particular person or for that thing. That is the purpose, and that is the goal that it wants to achieve.
That's right. Well, she's pretty good, at building websites. It's pretty amazing. Well, let's look at the next part there. Remember, if you say produce, this is the noun form of this word. It has nothing to do with production or making something. It actually refers to crops, things that we plant in the ground. Produce to me actually refers to vegetables, you know, fruit.
That you buy in a store.
It's an interesting word because it can confuse people who are second language learners. They're not used to this. But we do refer to vegetables and fruit, especially if it's for sale in a market or a grocery store. Oh, that's the produce section, right? And we go over there and pick out what we want. Well, she's helping these Taiwanese farmers sell their fresh produce. We're going to talk more about how this is impacting or influencing those farmers when we get back. But first, guys, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们看的是第二单元。好，我们今天要介绍的一位人物非常的年轻，他叫做沈心凌。好，我们要先看一下他的一些背景哦。首先，我们知道他是一个怎么样的人呢？前面说到了，常常我们会赞佩一些是自学成功的人。我们先看一下这个字，自学 self-taught， 这个 taught 是一个过去分词。当我们要知道 self， 它其实可以跟很多字组合成一个复合字，比如说像这里，这就是表示自己 教自己。那我们现在来看别的字，比如说加一个 contained， self-contained 就表示是自给自足的。那我们再看看，如果呢它后面接别的字，比如说加一个名词，像是 pity， self-pity， 那就是自哀自怜的。那如果加一个 self-esteem， E-S-T-E-E-M， 那就是表示自尊。所以说这个 self 其实是一个很好用的一个 prefix 字首，你可以跟别的字接在一起，然后变成一个组合字。那我们回过头来看沈心凌她的一些背景，那当然提到她不但是一个担负起自己的教育责任，而且她还用她在学校她当中所学的技巧去帮助别人。所以这里有一个片语是 not only but also。Not only but also， 我们常常见到，而且在考试在翻译里面都常用。当然它的字面解释就是不仅仅如何，而且还怎样。要注意到的就是它在句型上的使用，它是属于一个平行的一个连接词片语，所以说它前面的 not only 所接的如果是一个动词片语一个形容词，那后面也必须是另外一个动词片语或是另外一个形容词。像这边呢这个 takes responsibility for 是一个动作动词片语，后面 but also 所接的 uses 也是一个动词。我们再来看，那提到沈心凌她就是这样的一个人。那她说到了她用到她的电脑知识去创了一个网站，这边我们看到 savvy 这个字， savvy 其实这个字啊它是一个名词，在解释上可以说它代表理解，但是呢另外更好的翻译就是悟性。比如说像这边讲到 her computer savvy， 就是她很懂电脑，她有电脑的知识。当然有些人她很懂政治，她有政治头脑，你就说呢她具有 political savvy。 所以 savvy 这个字其实是蛮有用的一个名词啊。我们再来继续往下看，下面这一段呢就要提到她11岁开始他其实就很想帮助别人，帮助别人他致力于奉献于什么。这边有一个动词是 dedicate， 你后面呢要记得的就是当你说要奉献在什么事情上，它的接系词呢会加一个 to， to， 所以你看到这个 to 后面是 helping others， 它是用动名词，因为 to 是一个介系词。我们再来往下看，下面就说到了他做了哪些事情呢？其实他成立网站，他是为了农民设计的，而且他是为了要帮他们卖出新鲜的农产品。这里我们看两个地方。第一个地方呢就是提到这个网站是为农民设计，有一个片语它用到 geared toward。 好，我们先看到 gear 这个字啊，它用在被动语法里面，当你讲说有一个东西 is geared to 或是 geared toward， 就是表示说它是为了达到什么样的目的而做准备。所以在这边呢我们虽然没有看到 be 动词，只看到 geared， 那其实是因为这个句构里在这个 website 后面这边 geared toward Taiwanese farmers， 它事实上是一个分词片语，也就是它是一个分词构句的句型。本来呢它是有个 which was geared toward， 但是我们把 which 去掉， be 动词去掉，我们只保留过去分词的部分，那这个用法要特别留意。那再来就是后面这个字谈到农产品，农产品这个字啊 produce 我们是这样念的哦，因为它是当名词来用，我们一般呢会念 produce， 那是动词的用法，代表生产。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about an angel in Taiwan, Shen Xingling. And, of course, she has dedicated her life to helping others. She has this computer savvy, so she was able to set up some websites from the age of 11, which are geared toward Taiwanese farmers. She wants to help them sell fresh produce. Sounds pretty cool. I might want to check out these websites myself. Sometimes I have a hankering for a special kind of vegetable that isn't available at the local market.
Yeah.
Maybe I could, you know, be connected to some farmers in Taoyuan or Jiayi or whatever and get something that I'd really like to eat.
Cool.
Well, this proved quite a feat, as farmers who previously had only been able to sell their produce in limited markets could now promote their goods around Taiwan via the internet. I think that's kind of what I was just talking about here.
Uh-huh.
This proved quite a feat. A feat is something amazing that you're able to accomplish. Acrobats, of course, can perform amazing feats when they give performances at circuses and stuff like that. But this is quite a feat, quite an achievement, quite an accomplishment, because farmers previously, or in the past, were only able to sell their products or their produce in limited markets, okay? Probably a market nearby their farm, you know, just down the street, and that was the best they could do. But now they could actually put pictures of their products or their produce on the internet, and people in Kaohsiung and Hualien and Taipei would see those pictures and go, wow, boy, does that look yummy. I want to buy that from this farmer. So as a result, these farmers were able to promote their goods around Taiwan via the internet.
Cool. If you promote something, guys, it means you advertise it. You give publicity to something. Maybe it's a product or an organization because you want the public to know about it. Or you want to increase your sales of something. Now, she earned a lot of success from designing this website. In fact, she made some money, quite a bit of money. She made over 6 million NT dollars in profits, which went back to the needy. Your profit refers to the money that's left over after you've paid to make the product and to pay for all the expenses of running a business. That's the extra money left over that you get to keep. But she took that profit that she made and she actually gave it back to the needy. The needy is another way to talk about the disadvantaged. People who are in need don't have enough money to take care of all of their needs. So sometimes we need to help out.
We certainly do. And that was not enough for me. However, she wanted to do even more. And for her next move, her next idea, she was inspired to help others who had similar disadvantaged backgrounds as she did. We're going to find out about her humble beginnings here in just a second. But, yeah, she was able to help out those farmers. Okay, mission accomplished. I've done that. I feel great about it. But there's more stuff that I want to do. I was inspired to help others. If you're inspired to do something, that means somebody does something and you recognize it and you think it's great and you think, hey, I'd like to do that too. Lots of kids are inspired by various things. Maybe when you were a kid, you went to see some kind of concert at the National Concert Hall and you saw Yo-Yo Ma playing his cello up there and you thought, ooh, I'm inspired by that. I want to be a world-famous cellist just like him. Or you might be inspired by your doctor or a lawyer or whatever. Or a teacher. Maybe you're inspired by your teacher. But in any case here, she kind of had this humble background and she wanted to help other people because she herself had a disadvantaged background as well. She wanted to help out her own kind.
Mm-hmm. As Tom said, she came from humble beginnings. She had a humble background. If they describe someone as having a humble background or beginning, it just means they didn't have a lot of money or advantages growing up. They probably were in a lower social class, you could say. She then had parents who were vendors. So her parents probably sold things on street stands, maybe in the night market, maybe on the street selling things. That's a vendor, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't grow up with a lot of money. She knew children who were in the same position
that she was, and she knew that when she was growing up, she couldn't have tutors like some of the kids or maybe go to cram school, and she didn't receive the same quality education as some of her richer counterparts, her richer classmates, her richer friends. If you're in the same position as somebody, it means their situation is similar to yours. And that was true. She knew children in the same position experienced what she had experienced as a child, and she wanted to change that. When you see this word counterpart, it just means someone who has the same position or is in the same social class as you. For example, my male counterpart at AMC is Tom. I'm his female counterpart. We could also say we're peers, we work together. She could have said, or our writer could have used the word peer, P-E-E-R here as well. Her richer peers, her classmates at least, had more advantages than she did.
Yeah, you could be a doctor here in Taiwan, and you could be talking about your counterparts in other parts of the world, like doctors in Korea or Japan or wherever. So, yes, indeed, imagine how many times we've seen this. A family running some kind of food stand in a market. There's a father and mother, and there's the kid helping out. And, of course, they're probably not having those kinds of opportunities. So she designed these materials and put them on her website. They're materials from libraries, bookstores, and even her own personal classes. And these were all free educational resources. Resources here is being used as a countable noun, something that you can use to help you out. Educational resources, or we've got natural resources like wood and timber and coal and stuff like that. Now, let's move on now to the final paragraph. It says, if it were not for Shen, the real struggles that many farmers and students face would remain as looming and threatening as ever. Looming is like something terrible that's going to happen. You can't really see it, but it's looming. Oh, there's a storm looming. We can't see it, but we know it's coming. And threatening means, hey, you kind of know it's coming, and you know it's going to cause some damage.
Yeah, it kind of gives you that feeling of being nervous or frightened because something might hurt you or you're at risk. Well, Shen is now 25. She's still pretty young, and she goes to great lengths to help anyone in need. When you see that phrase, to go to great lengths, she went to great lengths to help me, it means someone's willing to do just about anything to help you, which is a great feeling. Some kids go to great lengths to make sure they test into good colleges, or some kids go to great lengths to persuade their parents to let them play video games longer. You can use that phrase in different ways. Well, in Shen's eyes, having a successful life means helping those in need, which is a really nice way to look at life. Right now, guys, we're going to listen one more time to our Chinese teacher.
那我们接下来继续看沈星林呢，他呢设计了网站，然后帮助农民来推销他们的农产品。就做这件事来说，他赚到了不少钱，可是他赚的钱是为了要回馈给需要的人、贫困的人。我们就看到这个字 needy 是有需要的，可是你加一个 the needy 就是表示有需要的人，也就是那些贫苦的人。然后呢，我们再往下读，就提到他自己，其实沈星林他的出身很清寒，他自己就是一个摊贩小孩的身份长大的，所以呢，他当然会想要帮助穷困的人，同样境况的人。那我们最后这一段就说到，他做了这么多事情，我们晓得他对这个社会贡献很大。那假如没有他的话呢，很多的农民跟学生可能面对困境的时候就没有办法过更好的生活了。好，我们看到这边有一个句构跟假设用法有关，也就是 if it were not for Shen， 这个 if 我们知道在假设语气里面经常跟 if 这个字有关，那这个地方用 were not for， 注意到 were， 这就标明了这是一个假设语气，跟现在一般事实相反。那这个 if it were not for somebody 或者是 something， 中文我们翻译就是翻成要不是因为有什么，或者要不是因为是怎么样的缘故，这个假设语气要特别留意。这影响到后面主要句这边的句型，你会用 would、could、might、should 再加原动，所以注意到了后面的 would remain 跟前面的 if 这边的句型连在一起，这是一个假设语气。
That's it for today, everybody. Let's all recognize the accomplishments and the contributions that Shen has made for Taiwan, and maybe we all can try to make such a contribution ourselves. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.